Well, yesterday at Scone, we had a couple of instances of great note, worthy of certainly of mention and updates for us, because we were very much concerned about jockey Chad Lever. He was flown to John Hunter Hospital at Newcastle, and he still remains there. The Racing New South Wales doctor David Duckworth is joining us. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Not under these circumstances, though. I'd love to have a chat when we're not talking about injuries.
Yeah, that would be good. But yeah. Unfortunately, that's what brings us to the radio today.
It does. Can you enlighten us just how Chad Lever is? Because there were a lot of discussions yesterday afternoon into the evening, very much concerned for him.
Yeah, no, I haven't actually spoken to Chad, but I've been speaking to his fiancée and also some of the doctors involved there. He's actually a lot better than yesterday. He had a nasty head injury, so he suffered quite a severe concussion, but they've done a CT of his brain and there's no major damage there. He's had a little bleed, but no surgeries necessary on his brain, and his head injury should just slowly settle down. He was a bit vague yesterday, but he's a lot more with it, answering questions, and a lot better in that way. He's also got a nasty laceration or cut above his eye, and he's waiting for the plastic surgeons to see him about that. And there's a strong chance, well, that needs to be sutured, but he may actually have to go to the operating theatre to have that cleaned out and sutured. He's also complaining of a sore jaw, which they're going to x-ray and scan, and also the sore thumb. So we're still waiting for results on that. But overall, he's been extremely lucky. He probably won't have any long-term injuries, but it'll take him a little while just to get over the concussion and also the cut on his face and his thumb injury.
Gee, yesterday, I think it becomes even more dramatic when people are flown, and you know, when you hear those injuries, it could have sounded, you know, we probably thought it was going to be a bit worse. He's been pretty fortunate.
He's been extremely fortunate. I was actually speaking to the jockey who was riding next to him when it happened. That's actually Daniel, who then fell off a couple of races later. And he said how he thought it was such a nasty thorn. He was lucky that Chad's got away with the injuries that he's had. So, yeah, I haven't seen it, but apparently it was very nasty.
Yeah, it looked very nasty. His fiancée is well known to our listeners and racing community, Claire Nutman. I understand Claire hasn't left his side since he arrived in hospital.
No, she's been there. She was there, got there as soon as she could yesterday afternoon. She was there all night. She had a couple of hours sleep, and then I've spoken to her again this morning. So she's going to stay there. His mum's flying up from Adelaide. Yeah. She'll be arriving at 11 o'clock today, so she's going to be by his bedside as well.
Fantastic. Is there a chance that he could be transferred to Sydney?
There is that chance. We'll just, at this stage, what we wanted to do is just get over this acute injuries with his head and his brain, and also get his suturing done for his face. And then it depends on his thumb and his jaw as to further surgery needs to be done there. We don't know yet. We're waiting for those tests. But if that needed to be done, yes, we could transfer him to Sydney.
Okay. The main thing is for the racing community that listens to us here on Sky Sports Radio that it'll be a little while to get over the injuries, but those injuries will mend with time.
Yes, exactly. There won't be, from what I can hear so far, there's not going to be any long-term problems with Chad, and he'll be back on the saddle as soon as we can. We make sure that he's fit enough to do it.
Yeah, that's superb news. As I say, there'll be many people, just feeling so well just with what you've reported. You mentioned Daniel Pittermack, who rode in the race, and as you mentioned, rode alongside Chad when he had his fall. He had a tumble a couple of races later. Any reports on him?
Yes. Well, Daniel went to Scone Hospital yesterday. He's been complaining of some back pain. Then they transferred him to John Hunter last night. Now, he's waiting for the specialist to see him this morning about his back. And more than likely, I think what's going to happen is they'll do some scans of his back and just check that he hasn't got some sort of underlying fracture or soft tissue injury around that area. But hopefully, Daniel will be all right. I've spoken to him this morning, and he seems to be in reasonable spirit.
Okay. Well, certainly we're thinking of all our jockeys. It was only last Saturday, Doctor, that we celebrated National Jockeys Day, and it comes down like yesterday that we're fortunate here that these jockeys will recover with their injuries that they've suffered. With time, they'll be right. But this is why we urge people to donate, because you just never know what will unfold. They put their lives on the line every time, Doctor, and you know that better than anybody.
Definitely. And yeah, these guys work really hard and they're really focused on what they do. So yeah, we take our hat off to them.
Thanks a lot, Doctor. I know you're busy. I appreciate you coming on to update, particularly on Chad Lever.
No problems, Andrew. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Dr. David Duckworth, Racing New South Wales doctor.